Shalom, welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of June the 13th, 2015, the 26th of Sivan, 5775. This week's message is entitled, Facing Challenges, and I'm reading from Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 13, verses 27 and 28. And they told him, We came to the land to which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. However, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. I don't know if you've noticed, but the complexities of life are difficult to understand. Everybody has their opinion about everything, even if that opinion is not having an opinion. Contrary to some people, life doesn't just happen. All of creation, not just humans, interact with the things going on around them. If you ever walk through a forest, you can see how trees and other growing things have developed based on their environment. Their health and their shape are the result of their interaction with heat, cold, rain, creatures including animals and people, and the other growing things around them. While we wouldn't think of plants as intelligent, the forces of life at work within them cause them to change and shift as needed. It's remarkable to see a tree that is twisted and turned in unusual ways as its roots extend themselves to water or its branches reach for open sky in search of the sun. Humans face greater challenges than plants, but some of us expect that the circumstances of life should always make us feel secure and comfortable. That difficulty and trouble is normal is impossible to deny, but how to deal with such things is another matter. For some, trouble is to be avoided at all costs. Whatever is easiest, the smoothest road, whatever brings the most pleasure in the least amount of time, are what determines their course of life. To them, that's what the tree is doing, thinking it's avoidance that allows the tree to thrive in spite of its unfriendly environment. I don't think that's what's going on with the tree, and it's certainly not how we are called to deal with the challenges of life. The life working within the tree strives for survival, yet many supposedly intelligent human beings face challenges by avoiding them to their own detriment. Look what happened with the people of Israel when they were on the brink of entering the Promised Land. All 12 scouts agreed that the land was good. They also all agreed that the land's inhabitants presented a considerable challenge. Yet, only two were convinced that the God who rescued them from slavery in Egypt and miraculously cared for them in the wilderness would also ensure their success in conquering the land. The vast majority of the scouts and the rest of the people were overwhelmed by the challenge in spite of sharing some of the same amazing experiences and preferred to return to Egypt. Before you think they were crazy for wanting to return to slavery, they simply wanted to do what many of us do when so overwhelmed. Our drive for comfort deceives us into believing that the oppressive past we are familiar with is better than the unknown challenges ahead. We might think that nothing could make us go back to such a horrendous situation, but our great hesitation to face great challenges prevents us from seeing how we keep ourselves in bondage rather than finding freedom in the rich inheritance God has for us. Your bondage might be to a situation a lot nicer than slavery in Egypt, but you will never know what you're missing until you are willing to face the challenges you're being called to now. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter @TorahBites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.